Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms. And let's read Psalm 11. Psalm 11. In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bear to your mountain. For lo, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyes lift high the children of men. The Lord tried the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and an horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright. Yes, Lord. We thank you, God. We bless you, we magnify you, we adore you, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Dear God, mention your love, righteousness, O God. And here, today we come to you in the name of Jesus. We ask you to help us, to lead us. As the psalmist say, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Oh God, you know what's going on. Things are going. People, they worship the wrong things and they denounce the right things. Oh God, confusion in their mind and soul. Will you, Lord, raise up and do something for us, for your church and your people. Prove your word that we preach and we teach to others. Oh God, watch over your word to fulfill it. We thank you, God, for all your goodness and your faithfulness, because it mentioned the eyes of the Lord tried and see and behold things. And it mentioned the Lord loves the righteous, but his countenance doth behold the upright. Lord, we thank you, God, for you are looking for the righteous people of yours, O God. You are caring and you are providing. Even here we are today. We ask, we invite you with the Holy Spirit to come to our meeting, O God, to minister to us, to guide us, to direct us, to lead us, to speak to us in the name of Jesus. Let's come to the Lord now and let us repent of our sins and our shortcomings. Lord, hear us as we confess and renounce our sins. Forgive and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Allow the Holy Spirit to examine you and confess and renounce your sins. Lead us, God. Guide us, help us, strengthen us in the name of Jesus. Teach us more of your ways. Thank you for cleansing us. Thank you for confirming to us our salvation. Thank you for our names are written in heaven. And now, Lord, as we come to you, we ask you our needs. Let's come to God and ask him for what you need. Put in his hand the struggles, the problem that you are in. He will be the one to help. Lord, we have no one but you to help us. We have no one but you to call and to cry to you, O God. Every good thing, it comes from you, Lord. And we trust you, Lord, that you will watch over us and provide for us. Yeah. Here our prayer, Lord. Just to pray for one another. You know, somebody having problem or difficulty, one brother or sister. Just to pray for them. Lord, help us and guide us. Help them, Lord. Help our brethren. Provide for them. Those who have a problem, solve it. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you make a way, O God. Help this brother. Help this sister. Open your hand and satisfy it. Open doors for them. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for our families. Pray for your wife. Pray for your husband. Pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lead us and guide us, O God. Bless each and every family. I pray for each and every husband to stand firm on your word and to lead the families that you entrust to them, that you will allow you to be their head over his life. And I pray for each and every wife, O God, to be also working together with their husband to do the right things, to lead the children in the godly way of life. I pray for a clear instruction from the parents with your word to their children to raise them in the fear of yours. I pray for children to be submissive to their parents and to do what is right. Oh God, I pray for a blessing upon each and every family. I pray that each and every family will shine and people will come to know you through the life of each and every family. Let's pray to the places that we came from. Our neighborhood, our colleagues in the school, our friends, also our relatives. Let's pray that God's word will raise them and we'll work with God to bring his word to them. Lord, I pray for salvation of souls that come from all our contacts and the people that we know. We pray that we commit ourselves to preach your word to them. Guide us and help us and lead us, O God, to share your word to them, O Lord. I pray for fruit. I pray for people to be saved. I pray for new disciples to come to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you for everything. Let's pray for your job, the place that you are working. Pray for your boss, your company, and your colleagues. Pray that God will bless the place that you are working so you too will bless. Pray that also that you will share the gospel to the people with you and invite them to follow Christ. Yes, Lord. Hear us as we pray, O God. We pray for the places that we are working. Prosper these places, O God. So we too will prosper. Lord, we pray that you will continue to be a good example, to evangelize, to be good attitude, to work hard, and bless these places so that we can receive all our income, salaries, on time. I pray for our brethren who have, till now, they are having some delay salaries, and some months they did not receive salaries. Lord, I pray, bless these companies and touch their heart to give the salary on time in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for all the brethren to fear you, to bring what they do for you from tithes and offering and first fruit into your house. Lord, hear our prayers. O God, I pray also, Lord, for the protection of each and every one of us from COVID-19, from whatever mishaps. Watch over the whole church members, the elders, the parents, the children, the elders, the pastors, the leaders of the church. You will be the one to protect us all from this pandemic, in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for the place that God put his church here in UAE and in Oman, in Kuwait, Iraq, in India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, Australia, America, and in other places in Africa. Lord, hear our prayers. We pray for the prosperity of these places. We pray that we'll have favor from you and from the government and those who are there, oh God, that, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you prosper these places so we to your church will prosper. We commit ourselves to evangelize. We commit ourselves also to pray for the people. We commit ourselves also, Lord, to live your word, to keep the rules and not to break commands in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. I pray for whatever we need of paper, documentation, and whatever logistic needs. You will be the one to provide for us. Lord, we pray also, Lord, for your will to be done in our life. Oh God, I pray that you refill us once again as a church with the Holy Ghost. And I pray for our brethren who have not received the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Fill them, oh God, as a desire to that you will have them and fill them with the Holy Spirit, oh God. And give us the spiritual gifts that we need to evangelize, to reach the lost, to preach the gospel, to go and heal, to give us faith. Oh God, whatever tenets, spiritual gifts that we lack, you provide for us so that the church and ministry will be perfected with your Holy Spirit. Even Lord, I pray for more Bible studies, and more congregation to be also planted. I pray for the vision of the church multiplication in peace will come through, Lord, in the life of your church and your people. You will be the one to help us, oh God, to fulfill what you had promised to us. And Lord, we pray for also this worship today. Anoint the songs, anoint our prayers, anoint also our voices. And with these recordings and the instruments at stake, and also, Lord, the message, your word, we are waiting for you, even the giving, and with all the items of our service. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify, we adore you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand. We are here to praise the Lord.
Here to give.
Thank you, Lord, for the life that we receive from you. And thank you, Lord, you draw us near to you, that we met you and we come to know you. Thank you, you have put us in your church. And Lord, you have given us mercy to save and save your people. We commit ourselves to be faithful to you till you come and take us to heaven. Let's come now to the break and love our hands of the Lord.
Thank you.
your rain, O Lord. Let your rain on the earth be, all on earth, O God. Renew us, fill us with more of yours, O God, that you may increase and we are decrease, O God. Lead us, O God. Holy Spirit, touch your church. Still the heart of men and women, O God. Revive us, Lord, with compassion and love and care for your works and for others who are away from you. Let your rain fall on us, even as we sit in your presence, O God. Speak to us your word and tell us, O God, and guide us with your teaching. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is all we ask and pray in this name. Amen. Let's now bring what is due to God from tithes and offerings and first fruits into the house of God, into the treasury, so that there will be food in the house of God, and the Lord promised that he shall open the windows of heaven and pour out so much a blessing upon his church and his people, and he will rebuke the devourer and let all nations know we are blessed by you, by him. Lord, we thank and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. And to us, thank you for your help and support and provision and guidance. Thank you, Lord, for all my brethren who commit their life to you to bring their tithes and offering and first fruit into the storehouse of God. Open the windows of heaven and bless them and rebuke whatever devour in their life, rebuke fines, accidents, penalties, tax and other unnecessary things that is may burden their finances, rebuke it, give them wisdom how to budget, help them to save for the future. Oh God, and I pray for this amount of money, multiply it. Oh God, use it to reach the lost and those who are away from you. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's open our Bible now to the book of Matthew chapter 4. And you read from verse 1 to verse 11. Matthew chapter 4 from verse 1 to verse 11. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward anhungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil, taking him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and show with him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word to us. We come before in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. I pray, Lord, you take full control of the ceremony. Explain your word to your church and your people. Oh God, guide us and help us to understand your will. Speak to us specific things. Guide us, restrain us, direct us of what we need to do, what we need to know. Let the message give help, wholeness, and healing, salvation. Work us to be raised up and save you, O God. Answer prayers, let be answers for certain questions in the heart and mind of your people. And I pray, Lord, that whatever the purpose of sending this word of yours to your church, your purpose will prevail. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Here, as we have read, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he was led by the Spirit of God to be tempted by the devil. The Lord Jesus Christ, before he started his service and ministry unto the Lord, he was led to be tempted by the devil. And that's true. Before any work of God will be started, going to start, the devil will try and do all his can. As we have read here in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 to 11, to oppose or to hinder the work of God from taking place. And here we find that devil was opposing the Lord and tried to deceive him, tried to make him do wrong things. And here, if our Lord himself was tempted by the devil, how much more me and you today, we might be tempted, or the tempter around us, and he might tempt us to deceive us, to lead us to do wrong things. But there is one thing that we need to emphasize, that we need to take courage and boldness to go forward, trusting God, that his promise for his church and for us will stand. The Lord is saying in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, when he said to Peter, "And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build up my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." The Lord promised that the gates of hell will not prevail against the plan of God to build his church. The gates of hell is the entrances of hell, the Satan and the demons. When the church grow and move and taking root in the mission, reaching new people, doing a ministry and service unto God, the devil and the demon will try to oppose and to make conflict with the church to hinder. But here the Lord promised that he will build his church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against the church of God. We should have confidence in the Lord and take courage, even if we know that we're going to be tempted and the tempter is around to try to deceive us, try to tempt us. But we need to be fully assured that the Lord is with us and he will help us. In Matthew chapter 4 and verse 2, we have read, "And when the tempter came in to him," verse 2, "and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward an hungered." Here, the Lord, when he was exposed to temptation and attack of the devil to oppose him before he started his service, he decided to go into prayer and fasting. And that's where here the importance of prayer and fasting in our lives. Whenever we are going to start ministry or work of God, we need to take a good time, and as we are led by the Holy Spirit, we need to take time for prayer and fasting. You know, here the Holy Spirit will lead us, even when we are about to tempt it, the Holy Spirit will lead us to go into conflict with the devil and the demons. We are led by the Holy Spirit, as Jesus was led here by the Holy Spirit to be tempted by the devil. And when he was tempted, he decided to go to prayer and fasting. The prayer and fasting, when we pray and fast, the importance of it, we'll be guided by God of what we need to do, or what, how we need to act. And also the prayer and fasting will guard us from doing the wrong things that God does not want us to do. Here we are equipped. The Word of God equip us, Christ equip us of what we need to do. What we have read is a good teaching for us today. It's good teaching for the church to go on and serve the Lord in the temptation that devil have done to the Lord. We learn lessons, and he set for us good example that we can follow. The first things we must put in our mind, that the devil may tempt us to do things that is against what is against the word of God. In verses 3 and 4, and when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Now here, Jesus was hungry. And the suggestion of the devil for him is that you can change this stone to bread. Now Jesus has done a lot of miracles and he can do it. But he did not do it because it is not written in the word of God that he would change the stone to bread. When we are in need, when you are in need, the devil may come to you to tempt you. He will tell you can steal, you can tell lies, you can cheat, you can extort, you can make a fraud, so that what you need, you can take it. And that is where the temptation of the devil to lead you to sin. As we are praying and fasting, as you pray and fast, you need to confess to the Lord these kind of sins, and cheating and lies and stealing and other sins that you are doing in order to meet your needs. God, when you repent, God is able to give you more than what you expect or imagine. You know, in the book of First Peter, book of Second Peter, chapter 1 and verse 3. Book of Second Peter, chapter 1, verse 3. What does it say here? According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. He says here that his divine power hath given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. God hath given us all what we need for life and to live a godly life. God has given us all what we need. We don't need to do wrong things against the word of God. We don't need to do what is not written in the word of God. You know, devil will try to tempt, but we need to be alert. You know, when the devil tempted Jesus in Matthew chapter 4, when he told him, turn the stone into a bread, in verse 4 we read, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Now here Jesus, and me and you today, we need to tell to the devil when he is tempting us to do wrong, we need to tell him, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes out from the mouth of God. When God is seeing us, how we are faced with him and we are not willing to do wrong things against him and against his word, he will do certain things for us to help us and to relieve us and to meet that need. And we will be provided and we will not sin against the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ, he took this word from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. This what Jesus answered the devil. What Jesus had answered the devil, it was from Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8 and verse 3. Let's read it. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Now here in Book of Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3, the Lord has caused his people, as they went into the wilderness, to get hungry. He hungered them. He did not provide for them food. And after that, he provided for them. He provided for them certain food that neither they nor their fathers know the manna that God sent to them from heaven. In the same way, when God sees us faithful, when God sees us not willing to do wrong things against his word, he will do something to provide that need. We don't know how. But that is what we learn now, that man does not live on the bread alone, but on the word of God. But God says in his word, he will do to his people. Now what we also learn from this, about how to face the temptation of devil, and the deception that he may do against us, that how we face that deception is that we need to read the Word of God. How we will be reminded of what, how we'll be reminded of the Word of God without reading the Word of God? We need to read the Bible. We need to read our Bible so that we would discern how the devil is trying to deceive us. Now the question here, do you have your own Bible? Do you read your Bible daily? Do you keep time to read the Bible? Do you read in sequence? Do you read every day 3-4 chapters so that you are ready when you are tempted by the devil to respond in a correct way? That's why we are called to read the Bible, because the devil will try to tempt us. And one way to rebuke him is when we know the word, we are reminded with the word of God, and we rebuke him of when he tells us to do something wrong against God. Now we'll move forward to the next temptation. The devil may try to deceive us to do certain things wrong, to hurt ourselves. Here the devil, in verse 5 to onward, he took the Lord to high place in the temple. Then the devil taking him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angel charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest if any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. He is telling him here, when he brought him to the pinnacle, that's where the high point in the temple, he asked him to throw himself so that he will die. And he told him, God said in his word that he will command his angel concerning you, so that when you jump, he will send the angels and they will lift you up and you will not be stricken. Now here the devil used the word of God to tempt Jesus. He took the word of God out of context. And that is here another warning for us, that we should not use the word of God to suit our ourselves, to do our own will. We should not use the word of God and extort it so that we will do what is suiting for us. We should not take the word of God and God for granted. And we should not take the promise of God, but we don't observe the condition. Let's read Psalm 91 and verse 11 and 12. These are the very common things that before we start to serve the Lord, all these temptations will come to hinder the work of God, to hinder the ministry, to hinder. But God promised, I'll build up my church and the gates of Hades will not prevail. God will not allow, devil will prevail. And that is why today God is equipping us to do his work and his will. Psalm 91 verse 11 and 12, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. It don't God say like that. He will send the angel, but God did not say throw yourself. God say if somebody try to throw you, I will send my angels to protect you. Now here the devil used the word of God out of context. He keep aside the condition, he used only the promise. And many, they just only claim the promise, but they don't apply the condition that goes along the promise. Now here, where Jesus was tempted, he was tempted in the temple. And that's here the point. You need to know the word of God well, to apply it correctly in your lives, so that devil will not prevail against you to tempt you to do wrong and finally to harm yourself. What Jesus told him? In verse 7, Matthew 4, 7, Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Here, Jesus rebuke the devil using the word of God. He used the word of God from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6. Verse 16, you should not put the Lord your God into test. Deuteronomy 6:16, you shall not tempt the Lord your God as you tempted him in Master. Here, again the importance of knowing and this and knowing the word of God, reading the word of God, so that you will have discernment to discern what the devil is trying to deceive us with, to lead us into wrong direction in life, to take wrong steps that will harm us. When people come for counseling and open their life, and they ask of a certain decision, I usually have certain questions, and I say, did God ask you to do that? Or have you asked God about that? Or have you done this after you hear the voice of God? And the same question, this question is for you today. You are here and you are in other places. Don't let the devil to tempt you and lead you to do things to harm yourself. And usually I say, when I discern that a people have done something or they want to do something that is not led by the Spirit, you need to hear the Rhema word of the Holy Spirit, that God had told you to do that. When I descend like that, I tell to those people, and I tell you, if you are about to do something wrong, you don't have a problem, and you are well provided. So please, don't put yourself or others into troubles. Devil was tempted Jesus to jump, so he will kill himself. Devil may tempt you to do the same, to harm yourself, so that be awake and alert. What else? What else devil can do to tempt you? In verse 8 to verse 9, again the devil taking him up into an exceeding high mountain and show him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and says unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. He told him, I'll give you all these kingdoms. Don't believe the devil. He has nothing to give you but the troubles in your life. And let me tell you something. Devil may give you also material things in order to pull you out from God and from the ministry, especially when you are enticed with money or material things. When God gives a blessing, God will not add the trouble to the blessing that He gives you. God will not take you out from the mission, from the church. In the Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 22, we can read this. Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and He addeth no sorrow with it. He will not add trouble to you, God. Proverbs 10:22, mark it in your Bible. When you are tempted and you see that there's a trouble coming, this is not from God. When you had put yourself into trouble, when your decision make you into trouble, or put you out from the ministry and the service of God, you say, here, worship me and serve me, and I'll give you all these things. This is not from God. You know, you must be aware of the temptation of the devil in Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Say, the word of God, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot save God and you cannot save money on the same time. When you are enticed with money, the devil is pulling you out from God's service and the ministry and the church. Some people, they ask a prayer for job and work. When they get the job, they get the work, they leave God, they leave the church, and they become loyal to their boss and to their work. That is what devil is doing in your life. Don't allow the devil to tempt you with material things and pull you out from God's service. Let me tell you something. When he pull you out from God's church, when he pull you out from the mission and the service, you are losing your eternal life. That must be clear to you. And what you need to do? We need to do what Jesus did to the devil. He told him, then Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. That is what we need to do to the devil when you are tempted with material things. And the church of God will continue, and the ministry of God will continue, and the body will continue, and God wants us to persevere in serving the Lord. God wants us to persevere to do the ministry of God. Let's read Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9. And we learn the importance of fasting and a prayer in the life of the church and the ministry. God is moving forward with His church, and we need to abide with Him and His plan. Mark 9, and let us read verse 14 to verse 29. And when He came to His disciples, He saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, what question ye with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit, and wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth, and with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child, and oftentimes it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. People, they will come to us for help. People, they come to the Lord for help. And we need to be ready with the prayer and fasting to help them. Church, have to wake up. People need service. People need the Word of God. People need God in their life, and we need to help them. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge you, come out of him and enter no more unto him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was as one dead, and so much that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up and arose. And when he was coming to the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing, but by prayer and fasting. That is the word of Jesus. Prayer and fasting will drive out demons from in front of the church that's moving forward victoriously to take possession of the inheritance of the Lord in our lives. We are called today to help people in their unbelief. What he said, the man, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Our prayer and fasting is needed today for such kind of people to get not only delivered from demons and the harassment that they are in, but also from their lack of faith, their unbelief that things like such can happen into the kingdom of God. We move forward in the book of Acts, chapter 13, and the work of the Lord in his church. Acts chapter 13, and see how the prayer and fasting is moving the church forward. Verse 1 to 3, let's read. Acts chapter 13. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon that was called, Niger and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. And they ministered to the Lord and fasted. And the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work wherein unto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed, and laid their hands on them, They sent them away. You see here, the church was led by the Holy Spirit. In that church, there was prophets, there was teachers in the church, and they were serving the Lord, and they were in fasting. And when they were in fasting, the Lord progressed forward and advanced the church when he spoke. He spoke clearly, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work wherein unto I have called them." The Holy Spirit spoke, and as we pray and fast, God will raise up and separate certain people among us to move forward to do the work of God and the ministry of the Lord. As we pray and fast, the Lord will advance the mission and the ministry of God in our lives. That is here the point that we should understand. Our prayer and fasting will prepare us, will prepare certain workers to go forward. Let us read in verse 4. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Cilicia, and from thence they said to Cyprus. Barnabas and Saul here, they were sent by the Holy Spirit, not by men. That's where the prayer and fasting working, moving, the Holy Spirit will move in the behalf of His church and set people apart for service and the ministry. What else here we can learn? Barnabas and Paul move forward and reach different places, make many disciples, and planted several congregations for the church. Let's read verse 5 to 12. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. And they had also John to their minister. And when they had gone through the isles and to Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called to Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, "O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord?" And verse 11, "And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, and not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord." Now here, the fruit of the prayer and the fasting is backing the workers in their mission, in their moving forward, in the planting congregation, into planting Bible study, opposing the work of David, the false teachers, the sorcerers, the false prophets, the false pastors. As we pray and fast to them, they will be able to stand, and God will bring His judgment on those who teach falsely, those who pervert the people from following the Lord, as here Paul did. He rose up with the Holy Spirit and he proclaimed the judgment of God on that sorcerer. As to the church, pray and fast. Then indeed had the church's rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, were multiplied. As we pray and fast, God will fulfill His vision to the church, multiplication in peace, and implementing the whole will of God. God will lead us. God will lead His church. As we pray and fast, there's a new area, a new mission field will be open to the gospel. As we pray and fast, demons will be flee. People get delivered. False teachers and false pastors and false prophets will be judged by the Lord, and new disciples, a new Bible study, and new congregations will be planted by the Lord. Let's all stand in His presence. Let's all stand. Let us worship the Lord. Holy Spirit, come and touch your church. I come against all the work of demon. Devil! It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve Him only. Lord, I pray, devil, I rebuke you. You have no authority to hinder anyone to come and serve the Lord. Come now to the Lord. You are here and you in other places. Commit yourself to serve Him. Come to God and do the work of God faithfully. Repent of your sin. Repent of the wrong things that you are doing. If you are in touch with money, if you are doing your own, repent and come to God. Serve Him. God wants you to serve Him. Don't allow the devil to cheat you. He will give you only troubles. You will be destroyed. Come to God and commit yourself to be a disciple and followers and workers for Him.
Lord, we need your grace and mercy. We need to pray like never before. We need the power of your Holy Spirit to hold
the hearts of men, revive us, Lord. Yes, Lord. I commit my life and thank you for my brethren who commit their life. Fill us once again with the Holy Ghost. We are willing to go forward and to do the work of yours. God bless us. Enlarge our territory to hand with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in this name. Amen and amen.